What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another elderly man decides today's the day. Now, this article was published on the 29th of January. 88-year-old man accused of offlining his wife and staging the scene to make it look like she was deleted by self-deletion. Yeah, gentlemen, this guy really was at the end of his rope. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! On Sunday, January 26th, at around 3 a.m. local time, Northport Police Department officers responded to a call in the 2700 block of Halliday Street in the Florida City, quote unquote, regarding a deceased individual and a reported self-inflicted deletion, police said in a Facebook post. However, following a thorough investigation in conjunction with the District 12 Medical Examiner's Office, it was determined that the victim's deletion was not the result of a self-inflicted injury, and elements of the scene had been staged by the suspect, officers added. Authorities confirmed that Miroslav Maksic, 88, had since been charged with one count of termination in connection to the deletion of his wife, Milshka Maksic, 76, stating that he had been booked into the Saratosa County Jail. Per online inmate records, the suspect was booked into the jail on Monday, January 27th at around 9:36 p.m. without bond. His arraignment date has been listed as March 14th. NPPD Chief Todd Garrison said in a Facebook post, "This is a tragic situation, but I'm thankful for the dedicated work of our investigators and the medical examiner's office who worked diligently to uncover the truth. Justice for the victim and loved ones is our top priority, and we remain committed to holding these responsible accountable for their actions," the chief added. Per local Fox affiliate WFTX, a family friend made the call, the 911 call, excuse me, after Miroslav alleged that his wife had self-terminated. Officers said they could see the victim's body through the window, lying in a supine position in a pool of blood, the outlet stated, citing a police report. The friend of the family said she had dinner with the couple the night before. Per the report, police found a .357 Magnum revolver in Milshka's left hand, despite the 911 caller saying her right hand was her dominant hand. It allegedly looked like someone tried to wipe up the blood, and a towel was allegedly found above the victim's head. The suspect was reportedly not home when officers arrived, But when police did speak to him, he allegedly changed his statement, quote unquote, several times per WFTX, citing the report. ABC Action News stated he appeared to be in a state of confusion. WFTX added that the medical examiner said an autopsy revealed that the victim suffered from a gunshot wound in the cheek and a fatal shot to the back of the head. The bullet was thought to have been found in the same hand the gun was found in, when the medical examiner said was quote unquote inconsistent with the path of the fatal projectile. Several things weren't adding up. So, as the investigation continued, it ultimately led to the arrest of the husband in this case, NPPD's Josh Taylor said, according to WFTX. Taylor and the District 12 Medical Examiner's Office didn't immediately respond when contacted by people for additional information. Well. Gentlemen, I've said it before, and I will keep saying it in the case of elderly men who decide that the mask is going to be their way out. Far, far too many men in long-time marriages have suffered. They suffered in silence. There was no way for them to actually get that pressure off. Nope. So what happened? They kept it in. They kept it in. They had more pressure put onto them. And finally, one day, they just decide, you know what? This woman is the bane of my existence, so I'm going to get rid of her. Walking away should be the best option, but unfortunately, we have an overly corrupt divorce court system that makes a lot of men not able to walk away. Yeah. Oh, I want to walk away, but even at 88 years old, do I really want to go through a divorce? That could have been the thought process of Mr. Maxick. I'm 88 years old. I got one foot in the grave. My other foot is already on a banana peel. Do I really want to go through a divorce? No, I think I just go ahead and take her offline, call it a day, and live out the rest of my days in the cage. Hey, what more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I honestly, truly say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, obviously it went down in the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the revolver of retribution, I gotta go ahead and give that a 5. Psychological impact, of course, the cops had to find the carcass, gonna give it a 40. And for the brutality factor, 357 rounds are powerful as hell. So, of course, you know that was not a clean crime scene. So I'm going to give that a 25. So Miroslav Mayhem Maxick gets a score of 80. Gentlemen, I keep telling you, more and more old men are going to end up putting on the mask. And here it has come to pass. And it's going to keep happening. Why? Because, like I said before, there are a lot of married men in long-suffering marriages. And they know that there's no way out. Oh, I can try to get divorced, but of course, if I do that, I'm going to lose all of my stuff, for which, gentlemen, the things that you hold dear, the material things you hold dear, are the things that are going to be used against you when it comes to divorce. So don't attach yourself. Don't. But you look out in society, a lot of men are saying, hell no. And I found something very interesting from another China Unvarnished video. Apparently, over in China, anything that you have that is premarital property, you keep. Yeah. And the one who pays for the house after marriage is the one that gets to keep the house. Ooh, yeah. So a lot of the gold diggers who are going to use marriage as a way to come up, yeah, they are pissed. I'm definitely going to have to look more into that vehicle. Why would I say vehicle? Which, that's something else. A lot of those women over there, they want men to have their cars and stuff. Guess what? That's not happening either. The Chinese men are in full-blown revolt. And with that law that got passed on the 1st of February, yeah, a lot of Chinese men are like, yep, we got the ball in our court now. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there, you wives who are in long marriages, who think that your husband has just given up, nope, you need to understand something. That man is a complete and total ticking time bomb. And when you finally push that man over his edge, hey, whatever happens will happen. So you better understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think that marriage gives you, the gun of the state, yeah, you can use that. However, that power will go out. Feminism and the idea that your husband, who has suffered for so damn long, is just going to sit there and constantly take it, nah, that's going out right along with it. Because like I said, more and more men in long-term marriages are just saying, fuck it. You're the bane of my life. And guess what? Once you push me beyond my edge, that's it. The mask goes on. I go into the cage. Your ass is going into a pine box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.